A legislative fiscal bureau analysis shows the amount Wisconsin paid for the earned income tax credit declined 18% last year. That's because of cuts made in the state budget. What the state saved, individuals lost. Tamarine Cornelius is with the nonprofit Wisconsin Budget Project. She says the reduced credit is tantamount to a tax increase for people who can least afford it.
Changes that would take about $500 a year out of the pocket of a single mom working at minimum wage trying to support her two kids. Because this credit got so deeply cut last time, those working families are essentially paying more in taxes because their credit got cut.
Cornelius looked at which parts of Wisconsin were benefiting the most from the state's earned income tax credit. It's rural residents. 15% of those in rural areas use the credit, as opposed to 13% of those in metropolitan counties. Outreach and free tax preparation help boost awareness. Still, 20% of U.S. residents eligible for the federal earned income tax credit don't receive it because they don't file a return. Christopher Miller is with the Internal Revenue Service.
About a third of the people eligible for EITC changes every year, probably because people lose a job or get one, or they have a child, or they change their marital status. And that changing population of people who are eligible is why it's so important to raise new awareness every year.
Half the states offer the credit in addition to the one offered by the federal government. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.